This is Pure Dracula from MacLew, and you are tuned in to CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver. CITR.ca.
To Spit in Your Ear here at CITR 101.9 FM. We are broadcasting live from the unceded traditional territories of the Musqueam and Tsleil-Waututh Nations on UBC campus. So today I am joined by
Juliet
and Ethan.
Hello, Juliet and Ethan, returning committed members of Spit in Your Ear. So today our theme is, because we really want to speak it into existence, we are tired of this manipulative weather. The theme is spring, and my fellow student exec are laughing in the lounge right now. Not so sure why, but,
definitely at you.
Definitely at me, not with me. Okay, I guess. Anyway, so as I'm looking out now, the sky is still somewhat bright, but I don't see any sun. And we're about to change that with this fire playlist, a compilation of our spring recommendations. So, yeah, let's start off with a little cliche moment. I'm going to play Spring by Angel Olsen. Not purely because of the title, but I also think that it suits the weather right now as it is. And then we will get progressively more optimistic. So here is Spring by Angel Olsen.
Yeah. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial, open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
The 21st edition of Doxa Documentary Film Festival returns May 5th to 15th, 2022. Committed to cultivating curiosity and critical thought, Doxa will present both short and feature films from across Canada and the globe, representing some of the best in documentary cinema. The hybrid in-person online festival will include both live and pre-recorded conversations with filmmakers, as well as some industry-specific events. Visit doxafestival.ca for more details.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
And we're back! Welcome back to Spit in Your Ear here at CITR 101.9 FM. Just to reiterate, our theme today is spring, and you just heard Spring by Angel Olsen. Very subtle there. So that was a bit of a melancholy start. I apologize. Don't blame me. Blame Mother Nature. Really taking the piss today and these past few weeks, but we're gonna lighten the mood up a bit with another pick. So next, what are we gonna play? Who has a very, I think it was Ethan had a pretty invigorating pick for us.
Yeah, this will be a Play in the Sunshine by Prince. Ooh, just to bring the energy back a little bit.
And yeah. Soon we will, when the sun is out.
And then we might surprise you with another rather melancholy pick following that one. But for now, let's enjoy. Let's be happy and optimistic and cheerful with Play in the Sunshine by Prince.
Thank you.
Therapy, but I can't afford it.
Well, did you know there's a show on CITR where you can get free therapy every other week?
Really? What's it called?
It's called Therapy Hour, and it airs every other Tuesday at 6 p.m.
You mean I can get free therapy every 2 weeks just by listening to the radio?
That's right, and it doesn't even cost you a dime.
Wow, I won't have to cry anymore.
Actually, crying is pretty good for you. I learned that by listening to Therapy Hour on CITR 101.9 FM, because everyone needs therapy.
But not everyone can afford it.
I didn't
Welcome back here at two Spit in Your Ear at CITR 101.9 FM. You just heard a bunch of songs. Firstly, you heard Play in the Sunshine by Prince, followed by First Love, Late Spring by Mitski, followed by Aranis Wakulundif by Soap Kills, courtesy of Natalie. Stay tuned for Natalie's projects. I won't give too much away because I gotta keep you on your toes. I don't know. Do you want to talk about your project?
I literally don't know what my project is.
The project in question. Yeah, so
glossing over that.
Anyway, speaking of projects,
this is what Canvas education looks like. I have no idea what this project is.
Oh, well, we were talking about that earlier. What were you saying, Kirk, about the degree and how the degree is like the most insignificant part of getting the degree?
So true.
It is yeah.
Yeah.
Some might say he's scratching his head right now. I don't know what's going on in there.
The mic over. Yeah.
Would you like to take over?
Yeah, I think when I was making a pasta metaphor about the degree, what I was saying that the degree is like the wheat in an actual pasta dish. Ethan mentioned that it's probably my reservation. But I guess overall, I think what we were trying to say is just that there's so much to college life rather than just the degree. The degree is literally just like a reason or like an excuse. And I feel like the same with everything else too. It's like, and also perhaps for the AGM, which will happen this Friday. is that, you know, while, you know, of course it's named the AGM, and of course there's the meeting and everything, but it's so much more than that. So I think it's very important for folks to know how to make out the most of the opportunity, and also just try to meet as many people as you can. There are so many people on campus. There shouldn't be a reason why you can't find someone that you can befriend.
Now I'm feeling attacked. There shouldn't be any reason.
Yeah, there's so many people out there, and it's still true. People feel alone.
Whoa.
So
speaking of loneliness, here's another Mitski pick. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Here's Something's Cosmic by Angel Olsen. I'll play that one later because we're on
Angel Olsen today.
Yeah.
It's her lucky day.
It is her lucky day. Angel, if you're listening, CITR loves you. We're gonna play some cheerful stuff. I think we deserve it. Next, I will play one of Kirk's picks. The song is called Oh, and this might not be funny, but like when Kirk sent me the link, I got excited because he sent me a song to play and I said Oh out loud, and then I opened the message and lo and behold, the song is called Oh. So here is Oh by The Breeders.
Thank you.
Shout out to Kirk.
And the Breeders.
Let's go, the Breeders. All right, here's O by the Breeders.
Bye.
start all over. I'm ready to start all over.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
And we're back. Welcome to Spit in Your Ear here at CITR 101.9 FM. You just heard Oh by the Breeders, followed by a fresh brand new single, End of Hibernation by Ayla Robin. This song just came out, I think, today or yesterday. And was produced by one of our very own student exec members, Sasha, also known as Tractor Beam. So shout out Sasha and shout out Ayla. Speaking of new singles and new songs, I'm sorry, but I have to play some Charlie XCX. And I just have to get us in the mood, you know? So I'm gonna play Beg For You by Charlie XCX featuring Rina Sawayama. I always fumble on that. A lot of vowels there, but
illiterate.
I can't read. No, just kidding. Yeah, here is Beg For You by Charlie XCX featuring Rina Sawayama. Get in the mood, guys. Get up. Get dancing, whatever. I just love this album, and I think everyone should hear it, and I think we should all have it playing on loop. So here is Beg For You.
Put your lips on my lips, I'll remember your kiss on the nights when I miss you.
And we're back. You just heard Voyage by Munya. Very mellow, very groovy, funky, you name it. I think that's a great spring pick. Yeah.
Thank you.
No, I definitely associate spring with more, with, like, groovier tunes, just because they're very melodically soothing and kind of numbing, which I don't think is what spring really represents for me, but I do think that it provides a nice, you know, it's just, like, a nice background for everything else that's blooming and coming to life in spring, yeah. Yep, that's it. That's my take.
I don't know that I agree that I find it numbing. I think I'd go kind of in the other direction of it being, like, energizing, mm-hmm. which is why it reminds me of spring.
This song.
This song, or this just, like, song, groovy yeah. songs in general. I think yeah. why I associate them with spring is because, as Ethan was saying, it's like a season of rebirth.
They're
like
uplifting.
I'm reinvigorated after, like, a dull, dismal winter.
Yeah.
You're, like, getting your groove back, quite
just
literally.
1 ounce. 1 ounce of sun. Yeah, exactly. Getting your groove back. Getting back to it. Yeah, you know, I have a similar pick on the topic of groovy. Groovy baby. Featuring Austin Powers here in Studio A. this is Peaches by Mint. This is also quite a mellow, groovy song. To me, it just kind of, it feels like some good background music while I am, you know, enjoying the sun beaming into the windows and actually being, you know, actually happy to do all the tasks I need to do because it's spring. And spring is beautiful. It's my favorite season. Ethan's favorite season is not spring.
Mine is
hot take.
My favorite as well.
It's my is favorite spring as well. Or autumn?
Spring.
Let's do a quick show of hands.
Yeah. For the folks at home who cannot see us.
No, no, for the folks with synesthesia.
Wait.
You can sense the
out
hands.
Out of the two or out of all seasons?
All seasons.
Two? Oh, okay.
All seasons.
Okay, so
top
winter.
10 Five. Seasons.
It used to be autumn for me, but now I think I'm going to go for spring.
Nice.
Yeah.
So 4 out of 6.
Spring
always.
Enthusiasts, yeah. really?
It's very cliche, much. But I love summer.
No, I like summer too, but I just think spring is more
spring
hopeful,
is nice.
You know? Mm-hmm. With summer, it's like, you know, it's coming to an end,
and, like,
and it's already
and
happened.
It's just been going, like, the
and
sun
it's
has been,
musty. I'm kidding.
In spring, the sun still has novelty.
Exactly.
Like, you feel that sun?
No,
on
that's
your skin,
it.
You're like, whoa.
Whoa.
That's crazy.
So crazy. Yeah. No, I love spring because of the novelty, exactly.
Yeah.
And you know that there's more to come. So, anyway, here is Peaches by Mint. Hope this gets you all in the same groove. Enjoy.
About 40% of UBC students experience food insecurity. Sprouts is hosting a weekly produce market from 10:30 to 1:30 every Monday in the Life Building. With produce from local farms, students are free to take whatever they want. Sprouts Cafe is open from Monday to Thursday and is offering 30 free meals a day, completely free and no questions asked. They also host Community Eats, a completely free hot lunch that is open for all. Stop by and support the Sprouts cause for sustainable, accessible food at UBC.
Welcome back. You just heard Peaches by Mint. Followed by a quick PSA about for UBC Sprouts, go check them out. That's all I have to say. No spoilers. You do the rest. So we will be concluding shortly. But that was an excellent selection of spring, motivation, blossoming, blooming, you name it. Songs.
Novelty.
Novelty. The sun still has its novelty because we never get it. So.
Vicious.
Vicious. Fierce.
Almost healing.
I just
feel like spring is kind of
healing era.
Yeah, because in winter you get your ass kicked.
So true.
Case and so point. True.
We're always saying
weak
this.
Weak from lack of sun. Soon we'll be reborn.
Vitamin D. Yeah. Formerly known as.
Remember to drink your orange juice, or is that, that's how you get vitamin D, right?
Yeah,
yes. Vitamin C. Vitamin D is from the sun.
Sunny D. That's what I always think about. Yeah.
Oh, I think Sunny D just gives you like.
Yeah.
Just like illness.
Y'all rest easy. All caught in the hamster wheel of capitalism.
So true.
So true, bestie. Yeah, absolutely.
You heard it here first.
Marx, is that you?
Guilty.
You got me.
Mark's ear is really coming out with some hot some socioeconomic really...
taste. You've never heard this Mark's one PSA. Before.
I actually knew Mark's personally, and she was a woman.
Yeah.
That woman's name was Lana.
Lana, Lana Marks.
And she's still here. And speaking of...
right, yeah, for sure.
Every time. No, I actually did have a segue and now I forgot it. Because
Lana's here and soon she won't be. That's not a threat.
Speaking of annoying.
Don't test me, it might be a threat.
Okay, no, let's put an end to this. let's put an end to their suffering. Here is June by Avery Sloan. Enjoy. All right, welcome back, and also thank you for listening and tuning in to Spit in Your Ear here at CITR 101.9 FM. That was a great, fun episode. We hope to see some sun in the near future being like on our walk back home right now, which is likely not going to happen. But thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
harmonize that next time.
We should have. Damn it.
Yeah, that ain't gonna happen.
All right.
Oh, Kansas.
You gotta try.